Pat Williams joins us on Sports Byline. He's been a guest many times here on Sports Byline. Of course, one of the co-founders of the Orlando Magic, has been involved with that franchise ever since they launched. And he was the executive that originally drafted Shaquille O'Neal. And he also drafted people like Maurice Cheeks, Charles Barkley, Andrew Toney, and Daryl Dawkins. And he also signed some coaches that are pretty well known as well. The late Chuck Daly, Billy Cunningham, Matt Gukas. And he also traded, and I did not know this, Pat, that you traded Pete Maravich, traded for Julius Erving, and Moses Malone and Penny Hardaway. So you're a guy that wasn't afraid to trade people or trade them away in any way.
Well, Ron, over a course of that many years, this is my 44th year in the NBA coming up, I've had some wonderful opportunities, been around some remarkable athletes and coaches, and when it's time to make a deal and you think it's the right thing, you know, you better take a big, deep breath and go for it. So we paid $6 million to get Julius to Philadelphia, and right before that I had traded Pete Maravich when that Atlanta thing was not going well, and Pete was in all sorts of difficult issues with his own life. So we moved him to New Orleans for two future firsts and a couple of picks in the expansion draft. And so it's, you know, lots of memories, that's for sure.
What is the art of the deal in professional basketball? Now, I say professional basketball because I've talked to general managers in baseball and in football, and they give me different answers to that question because I think the sports are different enough to get a different answer. But in professional basketball, what's the art of the deal?
Well, the cap is a huge part of it, Ron. You've got to be on top of the cap issue, and you've got to work in advance. Cap management has become such a critical part of this. You can have the best deals going, but if you can't make the cap work and you can't, you know, slot everything together, you're going to struggle terribly. Secondly, you can never do enough scouting. You can never have enough information. You can never have enough moles out there working for you. Whether that's the draft or free agent guys, I mean, you've got to know everything you can about these people, because you don't really know a player till he's under your own roof. And there's nothing worse to get him under the roof and suddenly you figure out, oh boy, what have we done? And then the third thing is you've got to be a risk taker. You got to be a risk taker.
One of the things that I know about
risk, but when it comes time to. You know, really gut it out. You've got to take a deep breath and say we're going to roll the dice here, but we think it'll work.
Pat, one of the things I do know is that there are certain players that make themselves available for the draft that are kind of can't miss players. I think of LeBron, but I also think about Shaquille O'Neal. Now that he has retired from professional basketball, was there that thought that here is a guy just because of his size and his bulk that this is a guy that could not miss? What did you see in him besides the obvious?
I think that was the case. You know, it was 92. He had played 3 years at LSU, which would never happen today, by the way. But he had been a very visible college player, major star at LSU. Everybody knew him. And there he is, just turning 20 years old. 3 years of college ball under his belt, 7'1", massive build. I mean, he just cut, ripped. And the Shaq in those early days was lean. You know, he was a lean, muscular machine. He got enormously heavy as the years went on. There were rough edges to his game, but if you were going to bet on a player really being an impact guy for 10, 12, as it turned out, 19 years, oh, you'd put your money on him. And Ron, he did it. I mean, I think you've got to put him in the top four centers of all time with Russell and Wilt and Kareem, and I think you got a slug Shaq right there. And very colorful. Of all the big guys, he had a real personality and enjoyed the limelight, enjoyed being on center stage, you know, always looking to brand himself. Had that wonderful name. You know, his mother did him a great favor naming him Shaquille. And then you break it to Shaq, which seems to rhyme with everything. And Shaq did a marvelous job of branding himself. So he was a unique combination. Probably we've never seen anybody quite like him.
When you take a look at big guys, particularly somebody as big as Shaq was, do they kind of mature at a later age? And was that the case? I mean, he really did not fulfill his potential until he left Orlando and went on then to Los Angeles?
Good question, but although Ron, he put us on the map real quick. I mean, we as a rookie, I mean, we suddenly became a force that first year, And then the next year we had Penny Hardaway, and in 95 we're in the finals. We're in the NBA finals in his third year in the pros. His fourth year, we get to the Eastern Finals. Michael was back full-time from baseball at that point and whipped us, you know, four straight. So I would say that, you know, he had an instant impact here and made us the team of the future in the East. Of course, when he left in the summer of 96, he was 24 years old, and, you know, that just buried our franchise for 10 years. I mean, it was just a devastating loss. I know exactly how everybody in Cleveland feels. We went through it in 96, 15 years ago, and took a long time to get over it. I'm not sure our fans have fully forgiven Shaq. They booed him every time he came back for 15 years. You know, they never let up on him. But interestingly enough, Ron, he's kept his home in Orlando all these years. This is going to be his permanent home. His family never left here. So I find that kind of ironic.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I put it the way I did is there was no doubt about his impact immediately in the NBA and certainly with Orlando. But really, he did not win the championships until he got to Los Angeles. And I wondered whether that was a maturity factor or he was surrounded by the right players and had the right coaching with him.
Oh, and Ron, I think that's true. You know, Phil Jackson is, and I'm not degrading any of our coaches, but Phil Jackson, a legendary coach. And you're teamed up with Kobe, and I know they had their differences and different philosophies of the game, but, you know, none of that would have happened without Kobe. So the two of them were a marvelous duo. We thought we had the same thing with Shaq and Penny here, and we did for 3 years. But then when Shaq left, Penny Hardaway's knees went. I mean, he had surgery back-to-back years. By the time he was 25, you know, he was never a major factor again in the league. And whether that would have happened if Shaq stayed, I don't know. But we tend to forget what an unbelievable combination those two guys were.
When you take a look at somebody like Shaquille O'Neal, what do you think his legacy will be, Pat?
Power, massive strength, good times, fun, entertainer, good guy.
Good free throw shooter.
Deadly from the line. A sense of humor. I mean, he kidded about it the other day. You know, 5,800 misses. Oh boy! And we go through that with Dwight Howard. Now, I kept thinking when we had Shaq here, Ron, if you could just get him to 70%, just get him to 70% from the line, and then you think we'd never lose a game. We'd never lose a game. But boy, he struggled, as did Wilt. Dwight Howard's working hard to get better. At least Dwight has a nice-looking shot when he misses. But Shaq was just a shot putter. You know, he'd shoot him up there kind of pot with his palm. You know, it looked like he was out on in a track meet.
Pat,
with Wilt, you never knew what was going to happen. Wilt would give you a slider or a knuckleball or a cutter or something. You know, they would float up there any which way.
Yeah, let me ask you a little bit, Pat, also about the fact that the game kind of evolved from the big man really to the perimeter game. How much did that change his influence in the game?
Well, that's a good point. And Ron, that begs the question, where are all the big guys? When I came into the league in 1968, everybody had a center. You had Tom Boerwinkle in Chicago and Otto Moore in Detroit, and then Bob Lanier came along, and there's Bellamy, and there's Thurman, and there's Wilt, and there's Kareem coming, and I mean, Bob Golden Rule in Seattle, and I mean, everybody had a center, Elvin Hayes, and now, you know, other than Dwight Howard, I'm not sure there's a center. So what has happened? Well, maybe what's happened is they're all like they're Dirk Nowitzki-ish playing outside. Dirk would be a center 30 years ago. You know, he'd be the low post guy 30 years ago. So maybe that has something to do with it. But you'd need a sociologist from Cal Berkeley to get on that one, Ron. where are all these big centers? You know, we have players coming from all over the world, but where are the low post guys? Interesting. And rivalries. You know, that's what the Wilt and Russell battles were classic. And then you had Moses and Olajuwon for a while. Moses and Daryl Dawkins. You know, those big men battles were always great fun. We don't get to see them anymore.
We've got about 30 seconds before we have to break, but what will you remember most about Shaq?
What he meant to Orlando in the first 4 years, you know, how he absolutely put our franchise right up on his shoulders, and what he did off the floor. We'll never fully know what he did. You know, he was very generous, very gracious, reached out to people, you know, who needed help, and without a lot of fanfare. He was well raised. His mother and his stepfather and mom did a great job with him.
We're talking with Pat Williams here on Sports Byline. We're talking about Shaquille O'Neal and his retirement and what he will mean to the NBA now that he is gone. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk with Pat Williams about a book he has out. It's called Coach Wooden, and it's called The Seven Principles That Shaped His Life and Will Change Yours as Well. And we'll talk about this great book. Of course, Coach Wooden, many times a guest here on Sports Byline, and a man that will be never forgotten when it comes to basketball. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.